Harris Super PAC, Kamala Harris's performance less rosy than public polling. By Sean Moran on August 19, 2024. Chauncey McClain, the president of Future Forward, a Super PAC backing Vice President Kamala Harris, said the Democrat presidential nominee's performance may not be as rosy as public polling suggests. "Our numbers are much less rosy than what you're seeing in the public," McClain said on Monday during an event in Chicago affiliated with the Democratic National Convention. Future Forward has raised hundreds of millions of dollars to back Harris's election, Reuters explained. Harris enters the convention riding a wave of public polls that show she has already reshaped a race that strongly favored Republican Donald Trump in the final weeks of President Joe Biden's candidacy. Harris is leading in a compilation of national polls by 538, 46.6% to 43.8% for Republican Donald Trump, and has pulled ahead in several public battleground state polls. Future Forward has created a massive polling operation that created and tested some 500 digital and television ads for Biden and some 200 for Harris. They have talked to some 375,000 Americans in the weeks after Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee on July 22. McClain said that the Super PAC has $250 million to spend on advertising between September 2 and Election Day, November 5. The Super PAC president said that Harris's recent bump in the polls came from young minority voters and that momentum has made Democrats more competitive in Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina. McClain said that Pennsylvania remains the most important state for the Super PAC, referring to it as a coin flip. He noted that Harris has to win one of three states: Georgia, Pennsylvania, or North Carolina. He cautioned that Harris is still building the Biden coalition of Black, Hispanic, and young voters who defeated Trump during the 2020 election. "We have it tight as a tick, and pretty much across the board," McClain remarked. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., Trump's running mate, said on Sunday that Harris's poll numbers are stagnating and leveling off. "What we have certainly seen is Kamala Harris got a bit of a sugar high a couple weeks ago, but what we have actually seen from our own internal data is Kamala Harris has already leveled off. If you talk to insiders in the Kamala Harris campaign, they are very worried about where they are," Vance said on Fox News. Related: Trump, Kamala's honeymoon period will end when people get to know her. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.